We're looking forward to it. We followed the last one very closely, and I've been following the race on the internet. Everything has gone well so far. It'll be great.
It's fantastic. And we have a granddaughter coming from the States, and she'll be here for it, so we're looking forward to showing it to her too. Yeah.
Anticipation is high here among people along the quay. It's all systems go for organisers and full steam ahead to have the marina ready for the now famous welcome the Clipper Yachts receive. I'm just walking up the quay here. The railings have been freshly painted. The flower boxes are in full bloom and the pontoon is already packed with local vessels. So I'm going to go see if I can talk to a skipper or two.
Come on. Come on. Come on, here. Up and on. Up. Come on.
I've just spotted Ray Alfred and his first mate, Summer. She's a Cocker Spaniel who's also decked out in her very own life jacket.
Come on, in you go. Just watch your head there.
No worries.
What a little crowd. I've been here this last 6 years with this boat. It's fantastic. You go up to the Flying Bridge there and you can see them coming in. And as well, come the fireworks, and brilliant place here for the fireworks in October. It's fantastic.
So this is sort of the calm before the storm, as it were. The Clipper Yachts are going to sail up on Wednesday morning. Will you be here?
Oh, I'll be here. I'll be sitting up at the top waving my flags and all. I got my flags on the boat, just show her off, dress the boat, make her look good and give them a good welcome. Apparently this is the best welcome they ever get.
Ray isn't alone. Dozens of boats further down the quay are gearing up for a busy few days. I'm going to go have a chat with them. But first, so what's this I've got on me here,
Ray? This is
Ray.
Just a life jacket.
So just
put your arm through there, just like putting on a coat. There you are.
So that's me, good to go. Adventure down the pontoon.
Aye, watch your head getting out.
Thanks to Ray, I'm sporting a pretty nifty life jacket and I'm making my way down the pontoon. There's a boat here called Princess 55. There's a lovely yacht called Southwest. And to my left is a tiny boat. I can see some people having some lunch. I'm going to make my way down to one of the most impressive yachts here on the pontoon. Permission to come aboard?
This boat is called Braewar.
And what does that mean?
It means lively. It's a Gaelic for lively, exciting, full of life, all those good things.
Well, you've named her well, because In a few days' time, that's exactly what this port's going
to
be.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to it. We normally berth in Lochswilly, but we come round here for the festivities. It's great for Derry, and it's great to see all the people coming and all the visitors, and keeps them all happy.
Just making my way up the pontoon again. I see someone coming with bags of shopping, preparing for the next few days.
I'm from Chicago. We were here for it 2 years ago, and we loved it. It was so exciting seeing those, especially the clippers coming in. It was just wonderful.
What do you think of the port here, of the marina? It's packed now with boats in anticipation.
Well, it's very exciting. We're from Chicago, you know, and we have Lake Michigan, but this is a river. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, it's clear people here on the pontoon are gearing up for an exciting week ahead, but I'm going to go back on to dry land and speak to some of the local businesses.
Anya Cronin-McCartney. I am a waitress at Primrose on the Quay. We're all looking forward to it. We've been preparing this since we've been open, so we're all ready to go. It's going to be great, definitely for the quay, just for Derry. It was brilliant the last time, so we're hoping we get the same sort of crowd and reaction, and it's the perfect location. Couldn't have asked for a better setting for it.
Further down the quay is street food vendor Kevin Pike, and he's prepping for a busy week ahead.
Really, really excited. So there'll be lots of prep getting done all this week coming. We've started it already, so hopefully I'll be ahead of myself. But no, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great for the city, and
I've taken up enough of your time. Back to work.
No problem.
Good to see you. Bye.